Finally, it is time for the
Rich Eisen Show.
Are we the show or is everything else the show?
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
The Rock gets up there when zero's on the clock, we're supposed to go, and then he's going for another 5 minutes. It's like, holy smoke.
Earlier on the show, host of Peacock's Pro Football Talk, Mike Florio. Co-host of Peacock's Brother from Another, Michael Smith. Still to come, actor Charlie Day. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air, everybody. Hey. Charlie Day is going to join us in a matter of moments right here on the program. The very, very funny Charlie Day has got a new rom-com, I Want You Back, on Amazon Prime. We'll talk golf. We'll talk a little bit of the Super Bowl with a very funny man who I've loved in Horrible Bosses obviously, it's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, one of the funnier programs on television. Long-running show on television,
are they in year
right?
20?
Dang it, no. 20,
it's
no.
Long,
come on,
man.
Not that long. That's like Gunsmoke long, bro. Right.
That's Monday Night Raw long.
15. They're coming up on season 16.
You can't tell sometimes anymore.
It's been on a long time.
No, what's a season?
A season like Better Call Saul, they just announced that the final two seasons have dates.
Well, they're breaking up.
I know. One season is April, and another season is July.
But that's technically just one season. They're doing it.
But they're breaking. But they're calling it two seasons.
Right. Like
so, you never know.
Sopranos did.
Yeah, Sopranos did
season
that.
Six, one,
that's
and
how
two.
They did it.
I missed that Sopranos commercial for the Super Bowl.
Oh,
right?
That's great. They literally redid shot for shot the open
of the Sopranos.
But it's Meadow.
Yeah.
Jamie Lynn Sigler, driving the new electric Silverado. And then she parallel parks between two electric plug-in stations. And then there's AJ, Robert Eiler, and then they hug. It's awesome.
So where they should have ended it was outside Bada Bing, which they didn't.
Well,
they're
not going to end outside a strip club, Mike. You know what they should have done? They should have included a local house of dance in a Super Bowl commercial.
They owned it. I mean, it was,
Was it the Sopranos music open as
yes.
well?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it wasn't Don't Stop Believin'.
No, it was a show open music.
Okay, but then they included the parallel park as a little wink and a nod.
I think Don't Stop Believing would have been a lot more money.
You think so?
Yeah.
It was great. Yeah. Shot for shot, though. They went through. They were driving through the park and Statue Alley's.
I don't know how I missed that one, man.
The drive safely on the big oil bin on the turnpike. It was great.
Yeah, when you're covering the game, you don't get to see a lot of these commercials.
All right, you weren't covering the game, Rich. You were at the game as a fan.
You can watch. Okay. What?
But that was the theme, though.
When you're at the Super Bowl. See, I don't want to be like Del Tufo. I've been to so many of these things. I don't want to flex. I don't want
to
flex. I'm just here
you
doing
can admit it.
Rich, you didn't leave early.
Yeah.
I didn't leave early. But it doesn't matter. I mean, you can flex.
But
it's subtle, Chris, because he has dropped that he's been to 19 Super Bowls multiple times. So
And was the host of NFL Network since its inception.
Exactly. You're still
but he doesn't want
to
flex.
You went to one I didn't get to go to.
Huh?
The only one I missed in the last, like.
Which is what? Last year's?
The one you went to that you stayed with.
Mike, nobody cares. It was a theme of the commercials, though, Rich. It was nostalgia. So there was a lot of throwbacks. There was a Dr. Evil commercial, even like LeBron talking to his younger self for the crypto commercial. There was a one with Scrubs where Faison and Braff were neighbors. There was a lot of
was our boy Johnny C in it?
No, but a lot of nostalgia with the commercials. Even, of course, the halftime show.
And it's all 70s and 80s music because that's the greatest music of all time.
Well, except the halftime show was 90s and 2000s.
Yeah, it's early 2000s.
Oh, God. Don't still make me come. Guys, I'm leaving to go to Hawaii for 2 days.
You are?
Susie's coming in here.
When did you decide this?
I'm taking off the next 2 days.
You're not here Thursday, Friday?
No, Susie's here.
Oh, okay.
With Marshall Faulk all 3 hours tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
She
just booked Charles Barkley's going to join. The cast of thousands.
Rams Parade just started.
Aha! Rams Parade. Nice. Fantastic. Love beautiful it. Southern California chilly day.
Von Miller, he coming back?
Good question.
He seemed like he was having the time of his life.
Good question.
And you got to figure, Chris, Von's already made the money, right?
He's already a Hall of Famer.
Oh. He's got to maybe keep playing
back,
and having
back.
Some fun.
They're
talking about Mike McCarthy on ESPN right now. Did they reach out for
Oh, they did for our not, stuff? Actually.
Oh. I just saw I was looking at Reddit earlier, and I'm pretty sure they posted a clip. Someone on Reddit.
No, I'm just saying. Like,
did they? Are I they playing? Know. Are they playing sound?
I don't know. I don't know.
They did not reach out.
They did not.
Another network reached out. We gave approval.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which network reached out?
Fox.
Oh, okay.
Now, as head of HR, do you handle approvals as well?
I actually do handle approvals. Oh, okay. To be honest.
Yeah.
Okay. I do, but yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And we gave the okay.
We gave the okay to that one.
Okay. And were we named a television show radio show?
A television radio show?
Yes.
I had them use our actual name.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah, that's good. Yeah. Did they spell my name right? Do we know this at all?
I haven't seen the clip yet. Okay. I don't know if they've tweeted anything out yet. I don't really follow that show.
You don't
show,
QC that thing?
I don't QC it? Their clips.
No. I'll let you know when I'm there tomorrow.
Thank you, Mike.
Mike, always count on you.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Hold it down over there, Mikey D. Hold it down.
Speaking of ESPN, we come into work and we watch First Take every day because God, do I love Stephen A. Smith.
You really do.
I really do, man. And when he was here,
TJ, you love him too. Come on.
No, when he was here, and we came up with our own "What's More Likely for Him and Me to Bounce Off." We played "What's More Likely" with him, right?
We did.
Mm-hmm. And so
NFL and NBA,
you got to see his mind, his sharp diamond of a mind at work, taking in something that we didn't tell him was coming. And had him formulate a take on the spot. Mm-hmm. And not only was it pointed, but it was entertaining. And I just, we marvel at the topic bars at the bottom of their screen sometimes. It's like, just, whoever comes up with that.
I don't know if marvel is the right word.
No, marvel. We marvel.
Well, marvel has many meanings. But like, you know, sometimes they're awesome and sometimes they're like, who thinks of this? That's what you're bringing up?
I'm seeing, you know, Mad Dogs out there now and Irv's out there now. And, you know, I got a lot going on. I've got a lot on my plate, but I think I can do these takes too.
Okay.
You know, I don't know if this is going to work or not. We came up with an idea that you have spent the last several days since the Super Bowl compiling actual topic bars from First Take that you're going to throw my way, and I'm going to deliver my takes.
Yep.
In the first and maybe only ever edition, we'll see, of Second Take.
Second Take.
Rich Eisen Show, Second Take.
Second Take. All right. As we said.
You want some music?
Yes, of course.
Would you go films, music here?
I don't know. Give me something.
Yeah, something. Give me something. These are actual First Take topics from the last couple days.
Okay, what do you got?
First up, are the Bengals the team to beat in the AFC in 2022?
I'm going to say no. I'm going to say the team to beat in the AFC is still the Kansas City Chiefs.
Okay.
That is what I'm going to say. I understand that the Bengals beat them. I'm going to say that the Bengals became a formidable team this year. But I'm going to say it's still Mahomes' world in the AFC, and we're still paying rent. I know Burrow went ahead and did it. And I know that Zach Taylor's been re-signed, and this is all well-deserved and well-earned. But that's still the Kansas City Chiefs that's made four consecutive championship games, making the Super Bowl in 2 years, almost made it a third year in a row, and had an 18-point lead on this team. I'm going to say it's still the Chiefs, the team to beat in 2022 in the AFC. That's my take.
Fair.
Okay, thank you.
Chiefs and Bills, the betting favorites.
How'd I do?
Heading in. A little too nuanced, a little too even-keeled. I need the octaves to go up and down a little bit. Okay.
Well, I'm not arguing. I'm just giving my take.
That's true. But you got to do it with some gusto. I know you're already thinking about Hawaii. This was from Monday. So there's two Kyler topics the last 2 days. They've gone on it both days.
Okay.
From Monday was which side looks worse, Kyler or the Cardinals? This is from Monday.
Oh, I think Kyler looks worse, man. He's the one who scrubbed his Instagram account to start. The Cardinals then had some fun with it by scrubbing their Instagram account the same way.
Which probably pissed him off, really, right?
And then somebody talked to Mort. Who talked to Mort? Who from the Cardinals side told Mort he's immature, he's a finger pointer, our veterans are trying to figure out what to do with him to try and give him a better idea of how to handle things. But you know, the coach is going to start self-scouting about how to give Kyler better options.
I know who talked.
Who's that?
Cliff talked.
No. And then covered his tracks by saying, well, I'm trying to give more options. Oh, my God. Now, that's a hot take. But I'll just say it's the guy who said, I'm going to scrub my Instagram account. I'm not going to have an answer for anything. And then when somebody calls me childish and finger points unnamed per source to Mort in a tweet, I'll call that nonsense and ignore the fact that I had nonsense to begin with and scrubbing my Instagram account.
A lot of nonsense.
To start off. I'm like, what's that going to do? Oh, Cardinals, you better give him his 9-figure contract because I don't want my quarterback so upset that he's going to start messing with his social media account. Like, what's the point? And then it's kind of like what he did at the Super Bowl.
A few years ago.
When he showed up, when the whole world wants to know you're playing football or baseball, and you're making yourself available for media, and you know the questions is coming, and you don't have an answer for it. So okay. I'll say Kyler. Okay. How was that? Was that better?
That was really better. That's really my take. Okay, so here's the Kyler topic bar from Tuesday.
Yes.
Is the criticism of Kyler Murray warranted?
Yes, it is.
Yes, right? Yeah.
Oh, the criticism of Kyler Murray warranted about his football play?
About all of it.
You're a quarterback in the NFL, yeah, and your team wilts after Thanksgiving 3 straight years. Of course we're going to start looking at the quarterback. But we also don't know what's going on behind the scenes. And again, talk about scapegoating. Who the hell was talking about the Arizona Cardinals the last couple weeks? Who was?
Nobody.
Honestly, who was talking about the Arizona Cardinals to make him sit there and think he's getting scapegoated?
All of a sudden on Monday, it was like, hey, look, this happened.
I was there that night, and I walked out of the building thinking, somebody's got to help Kyler Murray out. That's what I was thinking. Now, I know Warren Sapp was here saying that he threw the ball away and gifted a pick six rather than take a sack for two because he was about to take a sack for a safety. That was happening. That happened right in front of me while I was there for Westwood One. I mean, my seats were right there. And he had no choice but try and do something with it. And he clearly was running for his life half the time. So, yeah, man, I think it's warranted.
All right, here we go. This is a kind of a fun one. You got a pen and pad up over there?
I've got my book that everybody wants to know what it is.
It's got his Michigan pad up there.
You live in Los Angeles, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay, you attend sporting events here from time to time?
I do.
Okay, so on Monday, Stephen A. did a top five list of the hottest tickets in L.A.
Yes.
Here's his list. Lakers 1.
Yes.
Rams 2.
Yes.
USC 3. Yes. Dodgers 4. Chargers 5. Thoughts?
I would move the Rams down a peg and the Dodgers up 2 pegs.
So Lakers 1,
Lakers, Dodgers
2?
Rams, USC, UCLA. Yeah, the Dodgers.
UCLA take Chargers out?
Yeah. I mean, unless you're somebody who wants to go see the visiting team.
Right.
With all due respect. Yeah. I'm sorry.
If this was the Liner Bush Trojans of the day, they would have been number 2.
You know, I'll put the Chargers above UCLA then. I mean, that's what I'll do.
Will you though?
Stephen A didn't have UCLA on the list. You put them on there.
Oh, did I? I'm sorry. I thought I had it on the list.
No, Chargers are 5.
Okay, sure. Yeah. So then, but the Dodgers. This is a Dodgers town, man.
It's a Lakers Dodgers town.
It's a Lakers first, Dodgers second. We'll see how far the Rams move up that chart.
USC ahead of the Rams? Or now the title, the Rams? Okay.
Not at all.
So USC 4.
Correct. That's what I'll go with. Over the Chargers?
Yeah.
Maybe the Chargers even over USC. Let's see what they do with Lincoln Riley.
I don't know about that one, Rich.
I don't know, man.
People love USC.
No, I know that.
I remember, not recently, though.
I remember when I first moved out here. Okay, Susie would just she had just covered the Pete Carroll, you know, Lendale White, all of that stuff, the Reggie Bush. Mm-hmm. I mean, she was there.
Mike Williams.
Susie started covering USC when Paul Hackett was the coach.
Oh, okay.
And so she was there for the changeover.
Right after he left Pitt.
And then she was there, Carson Palmer, all of that. And I remember we went, because she was covering the game, I went USC, Notre Dame, and it was pouring. And I thought, nobody's going to show up. Jammed the whole place, and it wasn't Notre Dame people. So it is a hot ticket. Yeah. We'll see what happens with Lincoln Riley, but
he's going if he turns it around. But this might have to put USC up at number 2 again.
So that's interesting, Stephen. But this Lakers is the hottest ticket.
All right, a couple NBA ones. And speaking of the Lakers, this was from yesterday.
I wish you could play round ball rock now, but then John Tesh would have to come here and destroy us. What else?
Fox actually owns it now.
Oh, okay. Well, if they properly credited the Rich Eisen show today, I can't do it.
To a home and home thing.
Can't even have the Chris Long ephemeral rule. What else? What do you got?
All right, NBA, Lakers, Rich. Do the Lakers?
I saw him last night, by the way. Go for it. Yeah.
Do the Lakers need to move on from Anthony Davis?
No. No, they don't. They should move on from. Hold on. Ready for this? This is my resume reel.
Turn the cameras on.
They should leave LeBron before Anthony Davis.
Hey. You know what?
Anthony Davis.
I agree with you.
Anthony Davis has got a long road ahead of him, man.
LeBron's playing great this time.
I know Anthony Davis is in street clothes.
That's what Charles Barkley calls him.
Move on from Anthony Davis. How about we move on from LeBron, the general manager?
Yes.
First.
Yes.
How was that?
That's great.
That's a good take.
Keep going.
Right?
You got another one?
First things first, move on from LeBron, the general manager, if you want to. And then you can move on from LeBron, the player, for long term. This guy could be here for 10 more years. Just to come up with a better healthcare system.
I love it.
Yeah, I don't keep see going. Him better 10 doctor. More years of Anthony keep Davis.
But you don't think so?
No.
So you would say they should move on from Anthony Davis?
No, but I just don't know with the injuries.
He's not the problem. The problem is all the other guys on the team that LeBron said bring in.
The problem is Russell Westbrook.
I don't see Anthony Davis playing basketball in 2032 is all I'm saying.
Like LeBron, you mean?
No, LeBron will still be playing. He'll be playing when he's 55
right,
with
Bronny. Last one, NBA, second take.
Yeah.
Are the Warriors still the team to beat?
Damn straight they are. Stephen A., guess who said the Warriors were winning the title from jump? This guy, two fingers, their thumbs pointing right at him. I said the Warriors were the team to beat this year, and they sure as hell are. Wait till Klay gets his feet totally underneath them. Wait till Draymond comes back. They're going to get Wiseman eventually.
They looked away against the Clippers.
Guess what, man? They lost
3 of 4. They're now 5.5 back to Phoenix.
Let's start figuring out how well they are going to play when it finally hits. And then when it finally hits, they're going to be able to win on the road, too. The Warriors of the old days are back. I'm not buying this swoon. That's still Steph Curry. Draymond's going to come back. Wiseman's going to get healthy. Klay's going to start splashing a lot more than not. Facts.
Big game tonight at home against Denver.
Please. Come on, man. Let's start talking when it comes. When it's Warriors versus one of the teams coming out of the play-in game, what are you talking about, right? Warriors versus what? Mavs? Come on now. Let's go. It's going to come down to Warriors versus Suns, and we'll see what happens. Yeah, and I'll take Golden State. Anybody want a piece of the Suns right now?
I don't know, man.
Who wants a piece of the Suns?
I'll take the Suns.
I think I might take.
Let's go.
Yeah, I'll take the Suns.
Let's go. Who else? Who else? Mad Dog, you want a piece?
Hey, Richie!
Is that
Richie!
Is that team in Phoenix?
Hey, they still have Dan Marley?
Jeff Hornacek hitting for 25, Rich.
I love it.
Hey, Kevin Johnson, Tom Jameis.
Second take. Raging success.
Yes. Let's go.
Plus, it helps us to come save some ideas.
It's a segment.
Thanks for the ideas. Charlie Day in studio.
Charlie.
We will take a break. But before we do, let's talk some golf. We're about to talk some golf with Charlie Day.
Are you playing golf in Hawaii, which I've heard you're going to?
I plan on it. I don't know. I have planned or expected to. Plans to.
Yeah, it depends on the Mai Tai situation.
It depends on how late I get to sleep in.
I feel you.
You know?
This guy, man.
You know?
Seriously. By the way, I'm
going to play afternoon poker session.
I wake up tomorrow morning.
We might play some pickleball.
When Cage wakes my ass up at 5:30 tomorrow, I'm calling you.
I love making TJ laugh.
Pickleball.
Pickleball's
big. I know.
Hey, Doug Ellen of Entourage loves him some pickleball.
Yeah,
bro. You and Doug should get together and pickleball it up.
I'm calling you tomorrow morning when I wake up.
Great. I'll be on the way to the airport.
You're not leaving today?
Nope.
Jerk.
Every golf equipment company claims to be longer off the tee, but Callaway's new Rogue ST driver is the only one built to completely bomb it. Folks, it's been speed-tuned to be Callaway's fastest, most stable driver ever. Every Rogue ST is engineered with a new tungsten speed cartridge, which gives you more speed on off-center hits, which I need, and provides more forgiveness thanks to high MOI. That's just the beginning because Callaway's engineered a rogue ST for every player. Most golfers like me, you're going to fit into the Max because there's an incredible combination of distance and forgiveness. There's also the Max D. There's the Max LS, which gives you stronger trajectory with a more neutral ball flight. But for the true players out there, there's the Rogue ST Triple Diamond LS. That's the compact, low-spin head that the tour players absolutely adore. Callaway has thought through every aspect of speed, so all you have to do is go Rogue. Find your Rogue ST driver at CallawayGolf.com/go-rogue. Charlie Day is here, people. That's what's happening when we come back. It's that time of year, people. Spring has sprung, and that means spring cleaning, or at least the partner in your life is demanding that you do it. Whether that means stocking up on cleaning supplies or swapping out your winter clothes for new spring clothes, make sure you're using Ibotta and get real cash back with every purchase. Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items from groceries to beauty supplies to toys. The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. That could cover the cost of an entire shopping trip, that flight you've been eyeing, or the fancy dinner you've been craving. Join the over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers. And right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 for just trying Ibotta by using the code EISEN when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use my code EISEN. That's IBOTTA in the Google Play or App Store and use my code EISEN. Let's talk Sleep Number, people, because quality sleep is so essential. That's why the Sleep Number smart bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, and the same thing for your partner, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side, helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature, quiets your snores or your partner's? Sleep Number does that. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. 10 numbers apart, but it truly is the world of difference. The Sleep Number sleep that you get is unbelievable. You will love it. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now you could save 50%. That's 50%. On the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Charlie Day, man, I got to tell you, man, Charlie Day here on the Rich Eisen Show. We just saw a clip of I Want You Back. But go ahead, explain everybody what this bad boy is about.
I love this movie. Yeah. And by the way, I don't know if you care about reviews, but the reviews are raves. And
fantastic.
Yeah, for me, that's rare. except for Sonny. People like Sonny. But it's just a romantic comedy. I meet Jenny Slate. We've both been broken up with by our exes, and we say, hey, let's lean on each other to try to win them back. And some comedy ensues, some romance ensues. It's a great date night movie, but it's just also wickedly funny and a good story.
Right. And so, but you also find out through social media that your exes have since moved on.
Yes, which is something I never had to experience. I was never
good for you, Charlie.
Dating in the social media age, and I don't think I would have handled it well. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's tough out there.
Because you used to find out that people broke up or you know, in high school or college through, you know, just usually just talking to people, not like in the palm of your hand.
Because you might get a phone call.
You could do that.
Yeah, you might get a phone call. And like you had to pick up because the phone was ringing. You didn't know who it was.
Right.
And then you found out you were broken up with, you know, that was probably the most ruthless way. But it was face to face. That was the way to do it.
Yeah, I like it. So you're not your typical, as you were just pointing out, you're not your typical romance affair, but it is kind of a nice Valentine's Day type movie that you got going on here, right?
I think it's a great movie.
Excellent.
I think people enjoy it whether you like romantic movies or not. In fact, I've had a lot of people, speaking of social media, reach out to me and saying, I don't usually dig romantic comedies, and this is the favorite one I've ever seen, so... You know, I think it's good.
Fantastic. It's streaming right now on Prime Video. Jenny Slate, Scott Eastwood, who's a very handsome man. He's in this film as well. So it's a good cast, the whole thing.
Yeah, yeah. Fantastic. Mr. Eastwood, young Mr. Eastwood.
Okay, very good.
Yeah, not old Eastwood.
Yeah, that's okay. Either way, Eastwood is a fantastic name. And I Want You Back Again is available for streaming on Prime Video. So did you see the Super Bowl this past weekend, Charlie?
Oh, yeah. I did see the Super Bowl. And I did the most responsible thing I've ever done.
What is this?
I got myself a bunch of non-alcoholic beer because I knew I was going to want to watch beer and drink beer and watch Super Bowl.
Yes.
But I had my kid and I had to drive home and then I had to get him up early for school.
Oh.
And so I was like, you know what? And it felt just the same. Huh. But then when I got in my car, I was like, nice, I'm not going to get arrested.
There you go.
or kill my kid. You know, like it was a good move.
So it's a win-win.
Yeah, so that's the sign of getting old. And I like the game, you know, a couple calls that like the pretty obvious face mask they didn't call there.
Oh my God, he damn near exercised.
I didn't miss that. Like I could see maybe something where the ball isn't. Yeah. Or where there's a pack of guys.
Yeah.
Just two guys there, you know, two face masks, four 100, hands.
100 million people at home.
100 million people at home. Everyone sees it, but I don't know. It's all we get the luxury of, like, they play stuff back, they slow it down, you get a bird's eye view.
Right.
I'm sure it's happening so fast, but how do you miss that face mask?
I don't
mask?
Know. That was pretty horrible. And then, you know, I was there, and Jalen Ramsey, who was the guy who had his face mask damn near ripped off his helmet, he just gave the only reaction that you could, because normally when somebody doesn't get a penalty called when it's obvious, they'll go nuts.
Yeah.
He just went, like the thing that we said on the show there, he looked like that John Travolta gif from from Pulp Fiction, kind of like, you know, which way do I go?
Like, is this what we're doing now?
Well, yeah, exactly. We're just going to let people get face masks ripped off?
Yeah.
Like, that's all he did. So where were you? Like, what's the
just
Charlie
Day house,
Super Bowl?
So I just went to the buddy's. I was invited to the Super Bowl, but I got a wife with a broken wrist right now, and she's out of commission, so I'm like in dad mode, solo dadding pretty much most of the time until she heals. And so I had to stay home with the kid, but we went over to a buddy's house. They got a son his age. Okay. Some of my boys are running around.
A play date situation.
Yeah, yeah.
While the dads watch football.
While the dads and one drinks fake beer and watch the Super Bowl.
Okay. Have you ever been to a Super Bowl, Charlie Day?
I've actually never been to the Super Bowl. Yeah. Is it all it's cracked up to be? Like, I kind of like being at home. I like that I get to watch it from home.
Well, the thing is that now with the new stadiums, like the one here in Los Angeles, there is a monster-sized television set that's hanging above the stadium. So you kind of get a little bit of that. You don't get the commercials. If you're into the commercials, if you like those, if you think those are funny, you don't get those in the game.
No.
You know, you don't.
I don't think they're funny. I've been in them, and I'm like,
which one were you in?
Not this year I was. The year before, I did a bunch of like commercials for Tide. But, I'm always like, meh, they're never great.
Including yours?
Yeah. It's fine. You know, it's fine. Fine is good.
Okay.
I went to a game, a Cowboys game.
Yeah.
That is the biggest Jumbotron I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
I could barely see the field.
There was the one Super Bowl that was there, and I'm watching the game on the TV, and I think to myself at one point, I'm like, I am so lucky to be at a Super Bowl. Why am I not watching the actual people? Why am I watching it like I'm sitting in a living room? It's just, your eyes just go straight up to it. You know,
I mean, if that thing drops, I don't care how many helmets these guys got on. Like, that's it. You got a squashed team, two teams.
You don't need a concussion protocol there.
No, you don't. You're off the field.
Hopefully, you know. That doesn't. But and now it hangs so low, like punters actually hit it with the football. Like that happens. But this new stadium. Have you been to the new stadium here?
I'm not. No.
It's amazing. It really is just.
I felt sorry for Odell coming out of the game not getting to be. It's a piece of me, and of course, you know, what do I know? But that's thinking, like, do you not try to, like, tough it out? Like, you're standing, you're moving around. I know, like, what am I talking about? I'm not, you know, I can't take it. But this piece of me is like, this is a Super Bowl. This is the game.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you can move your legs,
yeah,
don't you get in there? But I guess he was out.
Is that what you say to your wife with the wrist injury? Is that what you say to her right now?
No, but only because I'm scared of her. I don't know Odell, so like, you know.
You're like, Odell, your knee's hardly attached because of, you know, that ACL thing. Why aren't you getting out there? And your wife's sitting at home like, you got to take the kid because my wrist is broken.
Yeah.
You know,
you're not going to the Super Bowl. That's it. But I don't know. Get in the game, man. You know, finish the game.
Charlie Day here on the Rich Eisen Show. So what's your favorite DeVito story? You got one that you can lay
man.
In? I know we've talked about Sonny here on the show before with you, but we had DeVito here one time, and it was one of my favorite segments and just conversations, because I could have gone in a million different directions with him.
Were you able to follow what he was saying?
Well,
because DeVito talks DeVito. I can translate it now, but
you can.
It's like a 70s thing, like these guys where he like gives you half sentences like, all the guys, Jack, plus you get a little Coke and then boom, it's a party. Go. Like, what? What are you saying? You know, like he's like, I was there, but then, you know, they do the whole thing. Actually, my favorite DeVito story,
yes,
although this is not one that I was present for,
yes,
was he told me a story about, he's like, Charlie, you know, I went to this one party in the 80s and, you know, I walk in the party and it's like cocaine everywhere. I'm like, all right. And he goes, they got everybody's name spelled out in cocaine on these glass tables. And, you know, there's mine, DeVito. And then I look over and Schwarzenegger's eyes are like, he's smiling because his name's like 30 miles long. Like, look at this, Danny. Look how long my name is. Right. So that was my favorite thing. Yeah.
Was it script or was it print? Do we know? I mean, was it
cursive? I think. Cursive? Yeah, I think. Yeah.
Very much. That's impressive.
That's an artist.
That is.
Yeah. That's how I imagine it, but probably like, right, razor blade lines or something.
Yeah, there has to be something up with that.
Yeah.
Well, he confirmed to us that he does, in fact, have most of the time a trampoline around him. Like, he likes to trampoline.
Oh, yeah.
Is that a true story? Or
yeah, he has a trampoline in his backyard, and I have seen him on the trampoline.
What is it like to see Danny DeVito on a trampoline, Charlie Day?
It's like, you know, I'm dropping a bowling ball on a trampoline. Like, seeing it bounce around.
I just think it must be the wildest thing.
You know what? We could all learn something from Danny, because he's his mid-70s.
Yeah.
And he's pretty, like, mobile, athletic. Like, the stuff we make him do on Sonny,
yeah,
we put this guy through the ringer, you know? We, like, he's tearing out of couches naked, and we're, like, crashing him through windows. And
how'd you get him to do it to begin with? Did you need to twist his arm a little bit?
No. It wasn't until, like, the last few years where he's like, hey, guys, maybe this one, you know, I keep my shirt on. We're like, all right, fine, Danny. But, no, he's just game, you know?
He's always been. Whatever. I love it. Charlie Day here on the Rich Eisen Show. Okay, so now what's your handicap these days? What do you got for me?
Well, it's going up, but I'm at 5 now.
Ooh.
But I was down to a 3. I got down to a 1 for like a month, and I was like, this is no good because I can't bet anyone anymore because I'm going to lose. But I had a few like even par rounds and a couple under par rounds, and I was like, I figured the game out. And which was the dumbest thing ever to think, because now the high 70s and the low 80s have reared their head back in. But
did you really think you figured the game out at some point?
Yeah, yeah. I thought, okay, well, if I just keep a square, my club face fairly square through impact,
yes,
and just keep turning through, and then, you know, just avoid double bogeys and try to two putt where you have, and then make the occasional birdie, that's it. And then, you know, you go out one day and you're like, I don't know where the ball's going.
That's such a jacked up game. It really is. It's just so mental. So mental, you know? And like, my favorite story about this was years and years ago, Dan Marino, okay, tried for the U.S. Open and missed, you know, I guess as an amateur or what have you, tried. Missed it. Couldn't make it. Almost did, but didn't. And his quote afterwards is he didn't think he had the mental sharpness that was required. And
Dan,
I'm like,
Marino,
this is a guy whose job is at one point in time to spot where Mike Singletary is, to make sure that he knows pre-snap what he might do.
He's got a 300-pound man running full speed at him.
That's what I'm saying. Like, and to know, like, he needs to make sure his receiver that was planning to go right this and then that, and now he's going to do this and then that, and make that decision prior to a snap as a clock's ticking down. That guy says that he needs to have a better concentration level for golf. And it's just like, what the
hell? You know
hell?
What? It's guys like that. They're used to being reactionary in the moment, right? Someone's coming at them, they react. And golf has so many moments of stillness, right? Yeah. It's you over a nervy little chip or putt and your four buddies standing around and you don't want to be embarrassed. But I do think the better the more reactionary you make it, the better you're going to play.
Right.
Which is hard to remember to do, but kind of make it like target oriented, which is like, all right, there's that tree over there. Just get the ball over there. There's that side of the green. Just go for that.
Mm-hmm.
And same with chipping and putting, but it's real easy to get in your head and be like, I got, you know, we're slowing up the group behind me or we just played through someone it's so much about like ego and embarrassment. Like it's
right.
That's what messes you up.
Who's the guy you'd watch more than anybody right now? Who's the guy you like on the tour?
Cantlay. Patrick Cantlay. How Nerves good? Of steel on this guy.
Last year he was lights out, right?
I mean, that playoff against Bryson, did you see that? Mm-hmm. Him and Bryson?
Unbelievable.
Out of control. And it's just that, right? It's like you hear him talk about it. He's like, I try to get athletic with it. And just, you know, it's a focus thing. Where Bryson is very technical and he's great at it, right? He's got all his numbers in his head and he stands over ball and he's like, he's doing like pie charts and
right. No. And then, but then they'll he'll just bomb it and say, I'll just deal with it when I find it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
Like, it's I don't get it. Like, sometimes he's doing like the beautiful mind stuff in his head.
Yeah.
And talking about this arm angle needs to be 1 degree in a different direction.
Right.
And then sometimes we'll say, screw it. I'm just going to bomb it. I'll find it and then we'll figure it out from there. All I got to do is if I get it on the green in certain length, and a certain spot, and two shots. I got a shot here, you know.
I think times out of ten, you're going to hit it better when you do that. And then, also, when you finish your round, you're going to be like, "I had more fun because I was out there being a little bit more athletic,
right,
and less sort of calculating." But I don't know. Then you bomb it right into a tree, and you're like, "Damn right. it!"
Do you like a beverage out there? Do you do that or no? Because you got to.
It
focus.
Depends on the game. Like if I'm playing a pretty serious game, or we got some money on it.
Mm-hmm.
I probably, well, unless I'm playing like crap, and then, yeah, beer might help. But
the swing oil.
Yeah, it depends if I got somewhere to go, but I like a beer at the turn.
You do?
I do, yeah. Well, you don't?
I'm not as serious about it, so I'm just, it depending on if it's 5 o'clock somewhere, I'm going for it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not a beer guy, so I'm going to go like vodka. It's like straight, you know?
Yeah.
Certainly, if I'm not driving home, I'm just going for it. And I might be useless by like 14 or 15.
Yeah.
Not bombed, but I don't have that level of concentration. Well,
the place we play, and I know you play there, yes. you get a drink there, they're going to pour it real stiff. There's been a Bloody Mary that snuck up on me there where I was like,
it was bloody.
I can't come home for another 3 hours. I'm so sorry. I've made a mistake. I'll take a nap in the car.
Oh, man, I was so bad when I tried out there. Thankfully, I got in. I was so bad. I don't want to call him out on the air, but he was, you know, he's part of the deciders. He said to me at one point, he goes, you know, we have tennis, too.
That sounds like
that's how bad it was.
A guy whose initials are BL. Is that right? Am I right? Right, guy?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you know, I know that because he told me that because I had
told you the same thing.
Yeah, I had a case of the shanks for a while, and I was just like,
"That's his stock line." Well, I'd never heard that one before.
Yeah,
there's tennis too. Thankfully, I'm in.
I'm worse at tennis, so yeah.
I don't have the concentration level. That's why I talk about it for a living. Charlie Day, I Want You Back. It's available on Amazon Prime Video right now. It was released last Friday. It is available for everybody just in time, again, for Valentine's week. Great to see you, Charlie.
Yeah, good to see you, too.
You're the man. Let's do this more often, and I'd love to, now that I'm done with football, tee it up if you're around.
Yeah, hit me up. Let's play.
Let's do it. @its_Charlie_Day on Twitter. Why?
That's not me. I'm not on Twitter.
That's not a, you're that's not on Twitter.
I know. That's an imposter.
My goodness. Are you on Instagram? You're not.
I am on Instagram.
@ Charlie Day Official.
Probably.
All right, screw the social media. Yeah, everybody go see I Want You Back on Prime Video right now. That's with Charlie Day, Jenny Slate, and more. We're back with more on the Rich Eisen Show in a second. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. Or as you might know from their jingle, O-O-O O'Reilly Auto Parts. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. Because you know when you need your car fixed, you need somebody who knows what they're talking about and is helpful, has a smile on their face, and gets you back on the road. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you just find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you will find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts knowledgeable, helpful, and the best of all, friendly. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's OReillyAuto.com/Eisen.
Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about how to think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100%. You need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show for our full archive. It's amazing. It's Super Bowl week, and our number post Super Bowl week too, and our number one video of the last month is Vincent D'Onofrio, the actor, coming on talking about playing Private Pyle. I love our audience. I love what our audience is into, and I love providing you with total diverse array of videos for all you Full Metal Jacket fans or football fans, whatever. We got everything for you here. The parade's going on right now, gents. I'll tell you what, it's interesting to see what a parade looks like in Los Angeles or what a Super Bowl championship looks like in Los Angeles. My son, Coop, turned 11 yesterday. And God bless my kids. When we say, where do you want to go for dinner? Okay. They love Craig's restaurant in this town. And I'm like, so does everybody else, you know?
Yeah, right.
But
I've never been.
Craig, we'll go. We'll absolutely go. Craig, who runs that restaurant here in Los Angeles, it's a famous spot. It's a hot spot. My kids like going there. As we were there, in walks Andrew Whitworth, our friend Eric Weddle from yesterday, and a host of Los Angeles Rams. They go in and they get a standing ovation from the restaurant.
That's awesome. As they should.
And then I find out later from a friend who was there as well that her friend at the table bought them a round of drinks. I don't think they paid for dinner last night.
I hope not.
That's how this thing works, Rich.
No, I know. But I know that.
But not
but
a town like L.A.
Yeah, well,
A town like L.A., you see stars or whatever, and you leave them alone. You're supposed to or whatever. But this is like old school sports stuff. Yeah, meals on the house. We'll pay for it. I got it. Send drinks over to that
table.
Your
money's not good here.
11 large men, too. That must have been a heck of a tab for 11 drinks or whatever. Yeah. And a standing ovation in a restaurant for a Los Angeles football team winning a Lombardi trophy. It's kind of cool. And they're living their best life today. You could see the video from it. Matthew Stafford is wearing a shirt. We showed you the video yesterday of Cooper Kupp when he was in high school, talking about like a local reporter asking the kid who is dominating in Yakima, Washington, well, your career is about to end. And he's like, no, I think I still have some football left, you know. That kid, the way he looked. Stafford got a screen grab from that video, and that's the T-shirt he's wearing today. Of Cooper Kupp, the high schooler. And it says Super Bowl MVP, and the photograph underneath it is Cooper Kupp as a high schooler.
I like that.
Cooper Kupp is wearing a Kobe jersey.
A Lakers jersey, yeah.
He's wearing a Kobe Lakers jersey.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. See, I'm looking at Kara's.
Les Snead is wearing a shirt with his own meme on it. Now, I have a feeling Kara let him know about this. I don't think Les is on Twitter.
No.
But he's wearing a meme, the meme of the F them picks shirt.
Yeah. It's a meme. It's a spoof on the Michael Jordan meme of F them kids.
Right.
Yeah.
So F them picks.
Yeah.
And of course, McVay looks like he's straight out of a magazine,
right?
You know? Like just wearing a plain blue shirt.
Teeny bop,
his hair is perfect.
I appreciate that high school pick because I don't know if you noticed, but the last few years, once we get to like the Final Four, I've been pulling people's high school pictures for the last couple of years and posting them on Twitter. Like, hey, who do you like? And people seem to be getting a kick out of like looking at
it's
these.
It's great because it is the beginning of a journey.
Yeah,
that's what these moments
I like
are all
that
about.
Idea.
But so far, nobody is, it's their buses going through downtown Los Angeles. So far, according to all reports on Twitter, and then I, of course, have people with boots on the ground or on those buses, nobody has attempted to throw the trophy from one bus to the other.
Yeah, we need that.
So, no, I don't think so.
Kara posted a picture of all of them drinking out of red Solo cups. So,
I understand
that it's a long fall from one of the buses onto a very hard scape Los Angeles streets.
Yeah, that's true.
And
not like if it falls in water.
I guess if it falls in water, the next all you got to do is just get a scuba suit and go get it. Could you imagine if that had happened last year?
Yes.
So that tradition is over. That tradition. Didn't Chris Godwin come on the show the next day and say that he dropped his phone overboard?
His phone dropped. Phone in the water.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
And so we tried to help him get a Verizon. I wonder if that worked, by the way.
I don't know.
You tried to help him out.
I have not.
I don't know.
So far, all is well from that parade, and the trophy's fine.
All right.
The only damaged trophy in the history of the trophy, I think, was the Patriots' last one that was brought to Fenway Park the next year to be displayed as part of the first pitch for a new season. And while warming up for the first pitch, Edelman flipped the ball towards Gronk, and Gronk bunted the baseball with the tip of the Lombardi Trophy and dented it.
Dented it. They left a dent in. They have not fixed the trophy.
Well, what else are they going to do?
I don't know.
I guess when you got six of them, this one, it's a little distinguished.
That's the dentist.
Could you imagine if it's just your first one, you're going to be like, do we keep the receipt? What do you go? Do you walk into a local Tiffany's and say, hey, man, I'd like to see the manager?
And you have the Lombardi box.
Well, we could check our.
We walk over to Rodeo and plop it on the
Right, and just say, I'd like to see the manager. And then like, yeah, we don't have another one in stock. And then, you'll be like, can you check the New York store? Check the New York store. See if they have it in inventory.
Let me just do an askew look up here on the Lombardi Trophy.
By the way, this would be a great scam video to run, right? That would be a nice punked from back in the day, don't you think? To just walk in and try and punk the poor person behind the counter. Like, are you really the manager here? Because I'd like a new trophy, please.
Oh, we don't have any in inventory, sir. Sorry.
It costs $50,000 to make.
I thought it was 25. Are they now more expensive?
More expensive.
Well, they're more expensive if you're going in, because now we've got to like get shipping and insurance.
Oh,
and
shipping.
Get you a new
price one. Shipping and handling.
Price of silver, it's going up.
Now, is that right?
It's not a game.
It's not a game.
it's not a game.
All right. I've been getting updates from home throughout. Charles Barkley with Marshall Faulk all 3 hours tomorrow. Charles Barkley has been confirmed. Friday, Shaq has been confirmed.
Shaq, he's the greatest in the universe.
So that's the way. So do I put out the best mom ever sign here in advance, or does Susie like to just do that herself?
I think you should let her.
Yeah,
like,
I would just
best mom ever. Yeah. Okay, that's going to be for the next 2 days. While I say aloha.
You know what that means. That means goodbye.
Well, that's what Larry Beal said for his home run call. Aloha means goodbye.
Larry B.
Have you shut it down over there? Have you just shut it down?
Are you not going to be here tomorrow?
I'm Friday. But I'll be back Monday.
Will you?
Yes.
I mean, I think I'm going to be out Monday.
Is that right?
Hey, guess what?
That's unfortunate.
The Cal Ripken of the show will be here.
Congratulate.
The Cal Ripken of the show.
That's right.
Guess what? That record means nothing.
Wait, if you're Cal Ripken, what is Del Tufo?
Not Cal Ripken.
Anthony Davis.
Davis. No, your platoon's done with Jay, right?
Or I theoretically go on load management as many times as I can.
Mike Del Tufo.
I love that term.
Yo, Mike. Okay.
Are you the management in it or the load?
I am both.
The man who puts load in load management.
I know, Rich. Chris says that
put
record.
Put your hands together.
Chris says that record doesn't mean anything, but don't you enjoy having an employee that you can count on to be here every single day?
I love all
no
you
matter
guys.
What?
We don't have a host who's going to be here.
Oh, my God. There it is.
My time, Rich.
There it is. Feeling good, Lewis.
Take that for data.
Feeling good.